Sure. My name is Terry Fasteen.
And by whom are you employed?
I'm employed by Cattermas, Lee & Jackson.
And what is your business address?
My address is 1505 30th Avenue South in Moorhead, Minnesota.
And could you just briefly discuss your education and your work history?
Sure. I've got a civil engineering technology degree, and I'm a licensed real estate salesperson in Minnesota. I've been employed by Cattermas, Lee & Jackson for about the last 28 years, working with Cattermas, Lee & Jackson as a land surveyor, a construction manager, right-of-way agent, and currently the leader of the right-of-way group.
And what is your role with respect to the proposed project?
I am the right-of-way task leader for the project.
And what is your role as right-of-way task leader entail?
I'm in charge of oversight of the right-of-way group, the preparation of the documents that go out in the field with the agents, landowner assignments, review of reports that are produced. I work with training the agents on specific duties with this project, perform the communication, liaison between our company, Minn Kota Power, and the other subcontractors working on this project.
And how do you coordinate with Minn Kota on the right-of-way acquisition?
We coordinate daily by telephone or email. We also have project-specific documents for reporting different items that might come up, such as landowner questions. We also have a series of meetings on a weekly basis with the right-of-way group, as a general group with all the subcontractors, and also a public information meeting once a week, and on a quarterly basis, all the agents meet with Minn Kota Power to go over issues that deal with the land acquisition.
And could you describe the process of contacting and negotiating with landowners to obtain, well, in this case, easement options, and eventually easements?
Sure. Generally, what we do is we start out with personal calls, trying to make personal calls to the landowners to set up a meeting to explain the project and explain the documents. If we are unable to reach a landowner by telephone, we'll send a general mailing, again, trying to solicit a response. And if that fails, we'll go to a certified mailing, just so that we can be assured that we've tried to reach all these landowners. And sometimes we're still not successful, but that's how we try to get these people. Once we set up a meeting, we'll go to the landowner's house or a meeting place, and we'll go over the project, general project update, the project intent, the project goal, and we'll do a page turn of the specific documents that are project-specific and perhaps that landowner-specific. In there, we have the easement option. We have the easement option, a copy of the easement that would be used, an exhibit of the personal property, a detail as to how we've developed the payment for that property. We also give them a written offer that, again, explains what the cost is. We also refer them to the project website for additional information that's available online that perhaps agents don't carry with them. And at this time, we try to answer all the questions that we can that those landowners raise. And if we don't have answers, the agents will document those questions to bring them in.
And then how are landowner requests and comments handled?
It depends upon the questions they have. If it's with a structure location, we have a specific form that we will detail which structure they're concerned about and where they would like it to be moved or relocated. General questions, we'll document in writing, and we'll bring those questions back from the field. And through me, they go to Minn Kota Power, the design team, environmental staff, whoever can handle those questions.
And Mr. Hennis and Mr. Phillips discussed some of the concerns that landowners raise regarding transmission lines. Are there any other concerns that haven't been discussed today that you have heard?
I think they touched on pretty much everything. I'll just go over them briefly again. One of the first questions is why the line is being sited through their property, what potential health effects might be on the family or their livestock, concerns with payments, concerns with farming around the structures, perhaps the mining of minerals, aggregates.
And how many miles of the line does Minn Kota currently have under option?
Currently, we've got about 57% of the line miles are about 139, 140 miles.
And We were discussing earlier issues about the airport. So I'm going to hand to you what has been previously marked as Exhibits 24 and 25. And we'll just take these one at a time. First, with respect to Exhibit 24, could you identify it for us?
Sure. It's a letter from Max Clawhammer. He's with the UND Helicopter Department, UND Aerospace at the University of North Dakota.
And this is addressed to you, is that right?
That is correct.
I would offer Exhibit 24.
Mr. Sagsveen?
No objections.
Exhibit 24 is received.
And with respect to Exhibit 24, could you just summarize for us what the letter contains?
Sure. Earlier in the planning process, we had a meeting with UND Aerospace and Grand Forks Airport. And at this time, Max was attended this meeting and expressed to us some concerns that the school had with their training and flight patterns and their concerns with this transmission line going south of the airport. We went through a lot of issues and agreed to have additional meetings with him, and he kind of summarized that, his feelings and the school's feelings at the time.
All right. And according to the letter, are they comfortable with the proposed corridor?
Yes, they are.
And then I would turn to Exhibit 25, and could you just identify that for us?
Excuse me. Exhibit 25 is a letter from Patrick Dame, who is the director of the Grand Forks Regional Airport Authority and the manager at the Grand Forks International Airport.
And this letter is to you as well, is that right?
It is.
And regarding this particular project?
It is with regard to this project, correct.
I would offer Exhibit 25.
Mr. Sagsveen?
No objections.
Exhibit 25 is received.
And could you explain what, just again, a summary of what is provided in Exhibit 25?
Sure. Patrick Dame and one of his assistants were in attendance at this meeting we had, and again, it was to introduce the project with representatives from the design staff, Minn Kota Power and myself, as to what Minn Kota Power was proposing, where we anticipated or hoped to place the line and the structures that would be used in the spacing.
And are they being the Grand Forks International Airport, at least according to Mr. Let me say it right. Is it Dame?
Patrick Dame.
Patrick Dame. According to this letter, are they comfortable with the proposed project or the proposed corridor, I'm sorry?
Yes, they are.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Sagsveen?
With respect to Exhibit 24, does Mr. Kallhammer, he speaks on behalf of UND Aerospace in his letter?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And no additional questions.
Mr. Lean?
No questions, Your Honor.
Questions from the commission. Commissioner Kalk.
Just thank you for these exhibits. Just one question. Do you have any unique concerns from the local county commissioners in this region of the transmission line?
They've had concerns with some of the siting as to locations to section lines, roadways, and such.
No, nothing different than what previous commissions have talked to you about?
Not really, no. Okay. You know, roads and such, but.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions from the commission? Anything further, Ms. Smith?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Sagsveen.
Oh,
Mr. Lean. Thank you very much, Mr. Pasty.
Thank you.
Let's be in recess for 10 minutes. Stretch your legs, get a breath of fresh air, please.